I must say the same boy again, though I hadn't ordered it this way, but it happens to be that way as I was turning the pages. This is called Waking to the Tap of a Hammer. Waking up in my curtain-dark bedroom, I hear, cottoned in distance, the tap of a hammer. Tap, tap, silence. Then anguish of bandsaw on white oak. Yes, I know what it is. The boy, this early, at his five-tonner at work, the schooner. I shut eyes and see, rising upright in stocks, the sanded gray hull, dew gleaming. It swims in the first light, yearns long Atlantic ward. He lives in a dream of his passion, hands never quite still, eyes often fixed on great distance. You speak, and he seems not to hear. Slowly, then smiles. He sleeps while the blue prints stare down in darkness. Tools gleam where a star spies in. His head is thrown back in sleep. He dreams of sail crack like a pistol, of spume, of gulls screaming in their hypothetical sky. Oh, tell me the nature of passion and the fruit thereof. What would I have otherwise of this truth, even my own dream? Who have waked in the night from a dream in which I, like a spirit, hug in a squall's heart, then saw how one rag of a Spitfire jib forward, the bows, clamored gray, wave steep, plunged and emerged, while through rain slash and spray royal, behind plexiglass dome, hands on wheel, the face carven, stared forth, gannet gaze, osprey-eyed, slowly it smiled. I dreamed it was smiling at me.